Because Parshas told us, so it starts, Eile told us Yitzchak. These are the generations of Yitzchak. Who are the generations? We're going to learn about Yaakov and Esav. Ben Avram, Yitzchak was the son of Avram. V'Avram holidat Yitzchak. And Avram gave birth to Yitzchak. So obvious question is, why have to double that? So Rashi explains. Because there were late Sanei Hador. There were people, don't know how you translate Sanim in English, but I'll explain what it is. There were late Sanei Hador. Who said that Yitzchak came from Avimelech. Because Avimelech took Tzara in last week's parasha. So the apostle comes to tell you, no, Avram holidat Yitzchak, not Avimelech. Right? So you see, the birth of Yitzchak came to nullify Leitzanei Hador. What's Leitzanei Hador? If you look at the world, and it also explains the name of Yitzchak, and what's Gvura, what's Din. Yitzchak comes from the schok, the laughter of Sarah. What was the laughter of Sarah? A woman of her age to have a child, and a man of Avram's age to have such a child, that's schok. That's not al pi din. That doesn't make sense. Sarah was midas din. That doesn't make sense. It's schok. It doesn't make sense. It's a laughter. It doesn't make sense. You know, if you see, you drop an apple and it goes upwards. It's a joke. You know, those are magic tricks. So those are people making jokes and say, oh, look, yeah? Thinking joke. It's a laughter. What's Leitzanei Hador? They also have a laughter. Leitzanei Hador is to laugh at the world. You know? God created everything. The leaves, the ants, the whatever. Yeah, for them to serve Him. What's a leaf serving God? Make a joke. Doesn't make sense. All these millions of people, you know? It's a joke. What are they in relationship to Avodas Hashem? Makes no sense. The world makes no sense, so you laugh at the nonsense that's in the world. And there's a lot of nonsense. The world doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That became the birth of Yitzchak to nullify. Yitzchak is Midas Hadin. It nullifies that laughter. It nullifies the schok. It shows how everything has meaning and how everything is mechuvan, is precisely in form with Din, is precisely in form with God's Ratzon. That's what Yitzchak came, and that's what his life came to nullify in this world. That everything, if you look at it on a deeper level, can be understood. Everything. Leitzanim, and that's the world we live in. Say the world doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to have a creator. It doesn't make sense. It's a laugh. It's a joke. What? You know? Like Bilam asked, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in what happens between a husband and his wife. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment brings a neshama to the world. That's Leitzanut. And we say, yeah. We say, yes. Everything that happens to a person, especially such a big act as the birth of a child, because Baruch is bringing neshama to the world. You understand? That's Yitzchak. That's why the birth of Yitzchak came to nullify Leitzanei Hador. People say, joke, oh, you think nothing happened to Sarah when she was there with Avimelech all these years? Avram didn't have a child, and all of a sudden now he has a child. Right? That's Leitzanei Hador. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, for that, made the klester parim, the face of Yitzchak, the face of Avram. So everyone could see clearly that Yitzchak was the son of Avram. And that was mevatel, the leitzanut, the laughter, the joking of the world, how this world has deep meaning, and everything interacts in a very precise form. That's Midas Adin. We have this whole story that Yitzchak and Rivka, right, didn't have children. She was Akara. She was a person who couldn't have children. And they davened and they had children. Now Chazal, we don't see this by the other births. We don't see being told by the other births of other children, right, exactly how they were born, what happened in the womb. Here you see the Chazal go into it, the Chumash goes into it. And they ran inside her. If so, what I need this for? Right? She went to ask a question to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who did he ask? The Chacham in that generation. That's asking Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shashem Ve'eva. Right? So Rashi brings here that they're running. When it was base of Avodah Zarah, Esau wanted to come out. When it was base of Medrash, Yaakov wanted to come out. Right? I.e., there was something intrinsic even at birth, about these two children. That Yaakov was going towards Ruchnias and Esau was going towards Ra. Esau is actually the creation of the Ra in the world. You have to understand that. V'yomei Hashem la shnei goyim bebitnech. Two nations or two kingships are in your stomach. Two malchus, two kingships, they will separate. And when this kingship is high, right, the other one will be low. I whoever's high, the other one will be low. And the older one will serve the younger one. I Esau will serve Yaakov. What's this telling us is a fundamental principle in Yiddishkeit. So fundamental. This is Esav represents Yitzhara, represents all around the world. We see. And the word Esav, the word we're going to see Esav, and we're going to see what the word Yaakov is. We're going to learn how to fight. What's the fight with Esav? How we fight with him, how we deal with him. Now, when I say Esav, I don't mean a specific person or a specific nation. I mean a certain concept. This is the concept of the Western world. We're going to learn now about the Western world. This is how the Hashkafa of Yavan, of Europe, of Edom, of Rome. This is the Hashkafa of the Western world. And this is what the Jews are fighting. We're fighting this. And here in Chumash says, there's an equality. And no one, right, in this equality, it's like a balance. When this one's up, this has to be down. When this one's up, this one has to be down. The equality of good and bad in the world is intrinsic to the world. And the Jewish people who represent that good, if they become strong in the expression of good, the Ra goes down. If the Ra goes up in the world, it's a sign that we're down. There can't be both the Ra up and we're up. It doesn't make sense. If you look in the generation, we see that there's Ra in the world, it means we're down.
Can't be balanced.
Can't be balanced. I mean, it can be exactly balanced. But it's the point of balance is such a small point that it'll never be there. It's hardest things to balance. I mean, there is the balance. The Ra and the good is in this fight. But the equilibrium to get to that, we don't want to get to equilibrium. We want to get that the good overtakes the Ra and the Esav is Meshubba to Yaakov. Right? So we're going to see now. So we'll just skip now to the birth. V'yetzer Rishon Admoni. He comes out red, full of hair, red. Red represents din. Hair represents dinim. Why does hair represent din? I'll explain. Kulo koderet sa'ar. Full of hair. V'yikru shmo Esav. Why Esav? Who's already made. The concept of being already made is, I don't need to change. I'm good as I am. I don't need to fix anything. I'm made. I'm a done person. As I am is who I am. That's Esav. And this concept of Adom, we see later on when Esav asks for Adom, Adom as a red, you know, red represents blood, bloodshed, din. It represents Ra in the world, represents din, bad side of din. Remember, Yitzchak, Chazal always explained this to us, Avram had a Yishmael, the psolet of Chesed is Yishmael, Yishmael represents Chesed in a bad form, and the Psolet of Din is in Esav, right? That concept came from Yitzhak. That's what we're going to see later on. But we see this special relationship between Yitzhak and Esav. If you have it, Esav Kitzayit, we're going to see later on. Hair, even though it grows, isn't really in a certain sense alive. It comes from a place of chius, it comes from a place of life, but like if you cut your hair, you don't feel anything. Like your nails, you cut your nails, you don't feel. Your nails grow, your hair grows, but there's no feeling in it. You understand? So it takes from a point of life to a point of no life. I mean, a hair isn't really alive. Yeah, I cut it, I can play around with it. Any other part of your body, if you like, you take off some of your skin, you're going to feel it. Even though the upper layer is a little dead, more dead than the lower layers, but you feel it. Any other aspect of you, you feel. Your hair, in the place that it's attached to your body, there it's growing, there it's alive. If you pluck it out from there, it's going to hurt you. But if you cut it from outside, it's not hurting. So hair is the thing that takes from a place of life to a place of death. So has the koach, and that's what's brought down in Saramak Dosh, has the koach to take something which is full of life and metzamtzem it and draw it into a boundary. Yeah? So wherever you have hair, generally speaking, is a place where there's a gilui, there's a revelation, and that revelation is metzumtzemet, is brought in a smaller form out to expression. Just as it goes from life, the hair itself goes from life to, so to speak, death. You don't feel it over here. So too, the big orot, the big major expressions that come from your head can't be expressed. Man can't express all his head. But the hair is mitzamtzim, narrows that expression just as it narrows from life to death. You understand what I'm saying? Hair isn't a bad thing, it just represents dinim. Din comes to magbil, that's what din means. Din comes to the word dayo, sufficient. Mm-hmm. Din, or you say you put a gedder around something, a boundary on something, that's din. So hair has that concept of din, that it bounds the, or that's why our upper hair, we cut. Our beard represents different types of hair. Represents hair which is more rachamim. But I have to explain some other time. Yeah? V'acharechen yatze Yaakov, yatze Achiv, his brother, v'yado ochezet be'ekev Esav. His hands holding on the heel of Esav. V'yikra shmo Yaakov. And his name was called Yaakov. V'yitzak ben shishim shana b'ledotam. 60 years, 20 years after he got married. Now, it says here, right, that the birth of Yaakov was holding on Esav. Yaakov, there's two purposes of Yaakov. Yaakov is there to prevent Esav's ra to be affecting the world. He's holding onto his heel. He's pulling him back. He's preventing his ra coming into the world. That's one aspect of Yaakov. That's Yaakov, that's Klaluson in their lower form. That even when we're in our lower form, when we're not in Golos, the koch of the Jew is to prevent the Ra being expressed in the world. And that's what Yemach Shemo. You know, I don't want to mention his name. He said it in his Mein Kampf, and he also said it in his speech. The why he wanted to remove the Jews from the world, because they brought morality to the world. They're Yaakov. They're holding on to the world. They're holding on to the moral values of the world. That's what a Jew does. Even these, you know, these lefty Jews in America, whatever, even these non-from Jews, they still have this feeling that they have to do something of fight for equality. They're misguided, but it comes from a deep shorish. Right? Save the whales, save the thing. All these type of things, right? Marxism. All these things came from Jews. It's misguided because they didn't have the Torah to guide them. But the shorish is in Yaakov. The shorish is we want to prevent the ra in the world. That's innate to Yaakov. That's innate to us. Wherever we ask, that's going to be part of us. You understand? Ve'yehev Yitzhak et Esau kitzayit b'piv. So Rashi says, he would say, how do Ma'aser on Melech? No one does Ma'aser on Melech. He would, and we see later on that Ve'rivka ohevet et Yaakov. Rivka loved Yaakov. Because Rivka saw into Esau. She held him. She saw where he was going. He was going to Avodah Zarah. And Yaakov, she understood very clearly. And we see this very much with the Imahot. The Imahot, throughout, they understood well the tchunot, the character of their children. And it's very true. You see, when you see with Leah and Rachel, the names are given by the mothers. Because what you feel at birth, those feelings you feel at birth, those bring on the tchunot, the character of the child.
So the mother gives a name?
The mother gives a name, yeah. I always tell the boys, they ask me a question, let your wife give the name. She, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zorek to her, gives to her a certain Ruach HaKodesh, that she understands the name. Boys phone me sometimes, say, you know, if it's a bad name, you know, I'll tell them something. But generally speaking, say whatever your wife wants.
I thought you give a name that...
When my first daughter, right? So my parents wanted to call her after my grandmother. So my grandmother's name, Aleha Shalom, is Masuda or Matilda, right? So there's no way my wife wanted to call my daughter like one of those names. It'd be embarrassing for her when later on in life, you know, in school or whatever. So, and my daughter wanted, my wife, I asked what name you want to be called. So she said, Hadassah. Right? Hadassah's a nice name. It's Malchus, it's Esther. It's when Esther's, when Malchus of Esther, it's a higher form of Esther. So, okay. That's the name we're going to call it. But, you know, I want to be Mechaved my parents. So then I find out that one of my grandmother's names is Myrtle. It's called in English, her name in English is Myrtle. Mm-hmm. So it worked perfectly out with Hadassah. Mm-hmm. So everything worked out. But you have to call always the name of your wife, not the name of your parents. You have to be Mechaber, maybe you can give a second name, you know, something like that. But when your wife gives a name, that's the name. Esav did have control of his nature. Esav could have fixed himself. Right? Mm-hmm. What was the purpose of Yaakov and Esav? Why was this form? We're going to see. Esav was supposed to be involved in the physical world. He was asui. He was made for that. He was made to be involved in the physical world. Yaakov was supposed to be Ishtam Yoshev Alim. We're going to see in the parasha, right? Or Lexi's parasha. Ishtam Yoshev Alim, right? It was supposed to be like we have Yisachar Zvulun, we have the person who's working and the person who's learning. Yaakov was supposed to be the person who was learning. Esau was the person who was going to be his side. He was going out to the world, collecting, bringing in the world, to serve the Torah, which is represented in Yaakov. Right? And the brachos were supposed to go to Esau, because he was involved in the physical world. And he was supposed to bring that physicality to Yaakov. Then we have this parasha. The parasha says that Vayazet Yaakov Nazid Vyavo Esav Min HaSadeh Huayef. He's Ayef from Metzicha, from Avodah Zarah, right? That's where he's Ayef from. Vyomei Esav El Yaakov Halitaini Na Min Adom Adom Azeh. Give me this red stuff. These are lentils. This was when Avraham Avinu was Nifta. This is the food they were giving to for the Avelim. That's why we have lentils for the Avelim. Rashi explains why lentils or why eggs. Because the world is a Galgal HaChozeh, the concept of Gilgul. That a person doesn't finish his world, finishes what he came to the world, he comes back again. Right? Ki ayef anochi. I'm tired from the physicalities. Al kein kara shmo Edom. That's why his name is Edom. On what happened here. We have to understand very clearly what happened here. Esau was not subordinate to Yaakov. Esau didn't want to take the physical world and bring it towards the Ruchnius. Esav the Bechor was supposed to be like the Kohen. The Avodas Beis Hamikdash was supposed to be in the firstborn. Esav was supposed to have that Avoda. What's the Avodas Beis Hamikdash? The Avodas Beis Hamikdash is to take a korban, to take something physical and transfer it to something spiritual. Vayivez Esav et Bechorah, he looked at it in a low way, because he wanted the physical for the physical. That's called boz yavuzu. When a person takes this world and takes his life and sees his life as asui, I made. All I need now is to consume my life, to eat, to drink, be happy, and they say, and be merry, right? To take the physical world. That's what the world calls you. The world calls you a consumer. Esav is this concept of consuming his life, taking all the physical pleasures and bringing it to him. That's the Western world. Enjoy life. Lekayef, have a good time. Enjoy, get a yacht, get a boat, get a this, go over, go traveling, go to the mall, spend, enjoy, right? Have a facelift, right? So you can be young again and continue to do the things when you're young, because chas v'shalom, if you get old, right? Dye your hair, put on stuff. I don't know what they do nowadays. You know, when I was once in Australia, the guy, he was like, you know, he made a lot of money. He like was getting rid of the fat of people by, you know, like, you know, with a, I don't know what it's called, but like with a syringe, he takes it out. A lot of people came to him, right? That's the world. That's the world of Esav. Asui. I'm bait. I don't have to work on anything. That's Haliteni Naam in Adom and Domaza. I want to enjoy now the whole world. I'm not waiting for tomorrow. I'm done. I'm done. I'm made. I'm okay. Now just give me Adom and Domaza. That's Boz Yavuzu. And Esav represents this late Sanut of the world. What? You know, we don't realize it, but there's really only two ways to think about life. Or you see that life has meaning, or it doesn't. Who said this? Shlomo Melech. Hakol Hevel. Well, life is meaningless. It's all, you know, Shlomo Melech could say it. He was king. He had everything. He had all the pleasures of the world he could get. All the gold, all the silver. He was Sholet al elyonim and tachtonim, the higher worlds, the lower worlds. Shlomo HaMelech could say Hakol Hevel. How does he finish Koheles? How did he finish? He goes through all the pleasures. They're all nothingness. They're all meaningless. They're all no tachlis to them. No purpose to them. That he says, what's the purpose? To be a Yirei Hashem. To be a person who fears God. Kizeh kol adam. That's the whole purpose of man. Man's whole purpose in this world, and that's Yitzhak, is to see the depth and the meaning of life, to bring every single thing, the smallest of things, and that's what a Jew is, the smallest of actions, to Hashem. And that's the fight between Yaakov and Esau. That's the fight. The fight, our fight is always to show the depth in life, the meaning in life. And that's why Esav represents din in a bad way. Yitzchak represents din in a proper way. He deepens. We're going to see this. So now, that's the start. Now we go through this whole story. Yaakov gives Esav the Nazid, and he sells it to him. And now Yaakov is in charge of the Bechorah. That wasn't how it's supposed to be. Yaakov was not supposed to go out into the world. The selling of this Bechorah changed Yaakov's tafkid in the world. Now Yaakov had to do two things. Not only had to be in the Beis HaMedrash, he had to go out of the world and bring the world to the Beis HaMedrash. He had to be the Kohen, right? And had to be the Lomid. That's much, much harder. That's why Yaakov married Leah and Rachel. Leah was supposed to be for Esav. Yaakov now changed. This change is such a big change now that because of this change we're going to see, we're going to have It's going to cause a lot of problems to Yaakov. This is not the tzura. This is not the form HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that Esav should be out in the world, changing the world, fixing the world, making order in the world, and that order should be subordinate to the Torah and to Hashem's meaning in the world. Now we have to do it. Now we have to awaken in Esav to show him that all that he does is meaningless and to bring that to the Torah. So we have to go out into the world now and bring them back. That's what Satafkid changed. Not sitting in the base of Medrash. Sitting in the base of Medrash, but we also have to show the world. We have to explain to the world. We have to educate the world. We have to go out into the world and bring them back. We now have to have people who are working. And they make a Kiddush Hashem in the outside world. And people see them and say, wow, he's an honest person. He can do business and be honest. He can be a doctor, right? And be tznius. Yeah? There's a very big person here in Yerushalayim. I've forgotten his name. But they want him to be a mashgiach in yeshiva. Now I'm not saying if it's what's the right decision, the wrong decision. I'm just telling the story. And he's a person who, what does he do? I think there's like some sort of scan, like MRI. What is it called?
MRI
and x-rays and stuff. Like, when people do those scans, you know, they have to take off their clothes, right? And there's women. And this is a frum guy with a long beard, and like he has to deal with all these things. Now, it's not a great job for a frum person, you know. Women are uncovered, all sorts of things, right? And he has to deal with it. So he told this rabbi, came to him and asked him, he wanted to do mashgiach nishiv. He said, no, I want to show the world that you can be a frum yid, you can do all these things. And he was a kiddush Hashem. You can go out into the world and you can do all these things which Esav tells is doing, and he's doing it wrongly, and now you can do it as a frum yid, and it's a kiddush Hashem. That's a difficult task now on Yaakov, because when you go out into the world, what happens to you? You get connected.
Influenced.
You get influenced. You also drink a smoothie, right? You also get. It also tastes good, right? It's also nice to have that BMW, right? Right. It's also good, and the nice house, right? And then we forget what our tafkid is. We forget what our purpose is. That's the fight that we have. That's what this Chumash here is teaching us now, how to do that. Because now we're going to see. We see now there was Rav Ba'aretz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't go to Mitzrayim, and he stayed. And now we have all these stories about Yitzchak digging wells. And then the Plishtim, they closed them. What was it digging wells for? Closing them. It's a very important Ramban here. These wells represent water, Be'er Mayim Chayim, represents the wells of Torah. Torah always represents. The Beis HaMikdash, what's the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Ramban, the same Shechina, the same Divine Presence, which was the Gilui of Torah, revelation of Torah on Har Sinai, that's the Shechina, that's the revelation in the Beis HaMikdash. I.e., the digging of these wells means to bring a place which would be a gilui, a revelation of God's presence and God's Torah in the world. That was the fight between Yitzchak. Now Yitzchak represents the Torah, like we said in last week's parasha. The marriage of Rivka to Yitzchak represented Matan Torah, right? Yitzchak represents Torah. Torah is Gvura. Mipi HaGvura, we hear Torah Mipi HaGvura. Even though we call it Rahman and Yaakov is associated with Torah, that's a different type of Torah. The Torah Shebichtav, right? The Torah, when Torah is in its Gilui, the Torah, the Chumash, when it's in its revelation, its full proper revelation, that's Din. Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents the Torah Shebichtav, the written Torah, he was a Talmud of Shammai. Sorry, Shammai is a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu. Just as Hillel, who represents Chesed, was a Talmud of Aaron. That revelation of Din, that's in Yitzchak. That's Torah Shebichtav. That is so clear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that of course a person is not going to keep Shabbos. What? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the world. The Torah is kept. When the Torah says, an eye for an eye, it means it. You hurt that person in such a way, min ha-shamayim, you should get the same payment. You should feel what you inflicted on him. The Torah Baal Peh, which is chesed, right, explains that no, it's payment. But what payment? You can never pay for a person's eye. It's kapara. It's an atonement. It's not a real payment. You can't pay for a person's eye. That's chesed. So now, and that's Yaakov. Yaakov, when he brings the chesed into the Torah, Yaakov represents the Torah Baal Peh. You understand? So all this parasha is explaining how to bring that Torah, the Gvura, the revelation of Torah, which represents in the Beis HaMikdash, into the world. That's the fight with the Plishtim. What's Plishtim? What's the word Plishtim? You understand what the word Plishtim? We have Plishtim, we call it Palestinians now, right? That came from the Romans. Yeah, the same, I don't know if the same people, but it doesn't matter. We always had problems with the Plishtim in Eretz Israel. Could be the same people, could be not, I don't know. Right? But what's the word Plishtim? Liflosh, right? Mokom Mefulosh means an open place. We're trying to build a Beis HaMikdash. We're trying to build a Rishus HaYachid. A Rishus HaYachid is a home, a house, right? Avram called it Sadeh, right? So, Har, Sadeh, and then it was called a house. Yaakov builds the house. The Beis HaMikdash is called our house, our home, the dwelling place of God. It's Rishus HaYachid. What's a Rishus HaYachid? The place of the Yachid. Yichudo Shel Olam. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Yichud. That's a Rishus HaYachid. Plishtim, the concept Plishtim represents to make something mefulash, to make something open, to make it into Rishus HaRabim. Right? There's no Yichudo Shel Olam. There's many people in the world. There's many forces in the world. There's many things. There's Rabim, there's Ribui in the world of different forces. That's Elohim, right? God's name, Elohim, right? We also call Avodah Zarah, Elohim Acherim, right? Other gods, it's plural. We see different kochot in the world. When we see God's name, it means that all these kochot are associated with God. When we see Elohim Acherim, it means we don't see God. We see just different forces in the world. That's Avodah Zarah. That's what the Plishtim were trying to do. And Yitzchak was fighting. And now there's three major wells. And the Ramban says these three wells are a hint to the Beis HaMikdash. So let's look at them. It says now the parasha. So it says in Pasuk Kaf, right? Vayarivu Roe Gera im Roe Yitzhak. They fought, right? The Roim, the shepherds. They molanu amayim. It's our water. Vikru Shema Be Eshek. They called the name of that Be Eshek. Why? Kitashku imo. They fought with him. Rashi says, Eshek. Yeah? Rashi says, Iru. They were like fighting. Nitashku imo. Bumariva v'iru. They fought. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for what? Shvichas Domim, killing. Gilui Arayos. Right? And Avodah Zarah. Right? Chesed hu. It's connected Avram, Chesed. The psolet of Chesed is Gilui Arayos. That's Ishmael, Shvichas Domim. You do something against me, you get angry, you kill. And the Avodah Zarah, you know from the parasha that Ishmael went to the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, right? It's Avodah Zarah, that's the psolet of Chesed, right? Chesed, who we say, by the connection of a brother and a sister, Chesed, who we all say, right? Chesed represents our eyes. Improper Chesed. The next well, then it says, "Veikru be'acheret." That's the second base of Midrash. "Vayirivu gamale." They put also on it. "Veikru shema sitna." Sitna sounds like hatred. Right? Why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed? We know from Chazal. Sinas Chilim. The third Beis HaMikdash. V'yatek misham v'yachpu be'acheret. V'lo ravu aleh. There's no fighting over it. V'ikrash ma'ruchovot. Wideness. V'yomaki ata hirchiv Hashem lanu v'parinu ba'aretz. Now Hashem widened us and we were fruitful in the land. That's the third Beis HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael are going to be free. They're going to be wide. What does wide mean? Space. You're wide. You have space. As we talk about this, the wide also means like the Torah is rechava. It's wide. Rechava tana. There's a wideness to it. It spreads out. When we have the third Beis Hamikdash, Torah is going to be wide. It's going to be spread out to the nations. That's the third Beis Hamikdash. There's not going to be fighting anymore in the world. There's going to be peace.
With the third,
the second world, which is Sinas Chinam, is Esav. Esav, not Esav, or the Psolet of Yitzchak, right? Is Sina, right? Mm-hmm. You'll see by the hatred, all this concept of, you only see this by Yaakov. You never saw Chumash talking about Yishmael hating, right? Yitzchak. I mean, there was a fight. He used to throw on him, so I'm joking, right? I mean, we never hear the lashon of hatred. Hatred, you only see is Esav soneh et Yaakov. Esav hates because of the mechira of the bechoros, because of the selling of the thing which he lemaisa sold, and he didn't get the brachos. Now we're going to understand where that hatred, where this anti-Semitism comes into the world. That's the concept. The third Esav, this is Yaakov. Yaakov represents the synthesis. That's why Yaakov represents beauty, tiferes, the synthesis of opposites, which is din and chesed. That's beauty. That's Yaakov. So when you have a proper synthesis, there's no improper expression. That's why Yaakov's children have no improper expression. The only reason for the hatred, we'll get to the parasha, is because Yaakov married in an improper way. We're going to see. Because of love. We're going to see. In Perek Kav Zayin, it says, V'hi kizokin Yitzchak v'techena einav. And he lost his sight. He became lighter. Mir'ot. From seeing. From what seeing? From seeing the Avodah Zarah of Esav. With one pshat. Or from the Malachi that, you know, they cried and it fell on him. Whatever it is. For he cried, Esav beno, Hagadol, v'yomelav, beni, v'yomelav, hineni, behold, here am I. Right? Yitzchak now wanted to give the brachas of the physical world to Esav. Why? Because his tafkid was to bring the physical and make it spiritual. And Yitzchak still believed that through the brachas he would give him, he had the koach to change him, that he would take the physical and bring it to the spiritual. But Rivka saw differently. And Rivka, we see that by all the imahot, the nevuah was bigger than the avot. Rivka saw differently, right?
What's the lashon?
V'Rivka shomat b'dava, Yitzchak. He heard. El Esav, what he said to Esav b'no, v'yelech Esav hasadeh l'tzud tzayid l'avi. V'Rivka amar, Rivka said, El Yaakov b'na, lemo, hinei shamati t'avich, I heard your father, medabe el Esav achicha, lemo, havia li tzayid, bring me to eat, v'asi li matamim, make my food, v'ochla, v'varachecha, and I will bless you if ne Hashem, if ne moti. He's going to get the brachas. So he said, v'atabani, shma b'koli, my ruach ha-kodesh in me, L'ashe ani metzaveh otcha, which I command you. Lech na ratzon, and take, etc. Make for your father the food that he left. This is Pesach. This is the birth of the Jewish people. This is the birth in which Pesach is the time we get our bracha. The bracha, right? The birth of the Jewish people brings this bracha into the world. The birth of our nation. This is the time that Yaakov was benched, was blessed. So it says. So now the whole story. Ula yimosheni avim. He said, I don't have hair. So he said, put the wool on your hands. Maybe my father will touch me in sense, right? So then he goes in. And this is the famous thing. This is the famous story. He goes in. And Yitzhak hears something different. And he hears. Right? Pasuk Kaf Beis. V'yigash Yaakov el Yitzchak. Yaakov came forward to Yitzchak. Aviv. V'yimushehu. And he felt him. And he felt the hairs of Esav. V'yomer. Hakol kol Yaakov. The voice I hear, the inner voice, the voice of Yaakov. V'yadayim yedei Esav. And the hands, the expression of the hands of Esav. And therefore he benched him. He thought this was Esav. He thought that Esav had changed. that Esav was going to be able to go into the world, into the physical world, with the Yadayim Yaday Esav. But the call, the inner voice, would be the voice of Terah, the voice of Yaakov. Yaakov now changed. Yaakov put on the hands of Esav. Because in order to get the brachas of Esav, Yaakov has to go out into the world. He has to wear the fleece. He has to wear the hands of Esav. But it only has to be an outer wearing. He's not Esav. Yaakov, when he goes out into the world, has to realize, this isn't me. This isn't what I'm here for. I don't have the Adayim Yaday Esav. This is just a fleece. This is just a covering. The real inner me, that's what Kol represents, is the Kol Kol Yaakov. I'm not the nice house. I don't need this jacuzzi. You might have one. I don't need it. I don't need the nice car. You might have one. You don't need it. Rebbe, that's the beginning of the Chumash. Rebbe, right? Had all the wealth in the world. He even had those fruit that you don't have in the winter or the summer. Like the snon the Gemara brings. Right? Says the Gemara about Rebbe that he was not ne'ene. He wasn't benefited from this world. Afilu etzpa ktana. Even his little finger. But he had everything. Everything that he had, it was for Avodas Hashem. That's what Yaakov has to be. Yaakov has to be the Yad of Esav, but not the real Yad. Just looks like the Yad. But inside it's a Kol Kol Yaakov. That's who really Yaakov is. That's what we have to remember when we go into the outside world. Not to forget ourselves. Not to think that I'm here for this nice house, or this nice car, or this, you know, CEO, whatever you are of a company, right? Or whatever. And even if you're not, it doesn't make a difference. Whatever you're doing, you're not there for that. That's not your life. That's just externality. It's just a fleece on top of your hand. That's not even your real hand. That's not a real extension of you, a real expression of you. Your real expression is the Kol Kol Yaakov, the Torah you learn, the tefillah you daven, the mitzvahs you do, the internality of you. That's your real you. So long as Yaakov knows that, he's okay. He gets the brachas. When Yaakov forgets that, when Yaakov's hand becomes the hand of Esav, he loses his brachas and Esav rules over him. That's in the brachas here. Now we're going to see. What bracha did Yitzchak give Yaakov? V'yitein lecha Elokim. Elokim is min adin. Mital Hashemayim Mishmane Aretz, the tal of heavens and the fatness of the land. Barov Dagad Yerosh, V'yavducha Amim, and the world will serve you. V'yishtachavu lecha Elohim, right? And kingships will bow to you. V'yigvir l'achichi, you'll be on top of your brother. V'yishtachavu lecha b'nei imecha, v'orecha aru, those who curse will be cursed, those who blessed will be blessed. He was given it bedin. V'yitein lecha Elokim. Only if you have Yidei Esav, the external Esav, but the inner call is Yaakov, only then you get these brachas. You lose that, you lose the brachas. Esav now comes from the field, right? Right? And V'yomelo Yitzchak Aviv, mi ata, who are you? V'yome ani bincha, b'cholcha Esav, I'm your firstborn Esav. V'yichared Yitzchak charad agdolo, Yitzchak feared. He gave the wrong bracha to the wrong person. Ad ma'od. V'yomem mi eifohu hatzad hatzayed v'yavoli. Who is that who came to me? V'achal mikol b'terem tavoa v'acheu. Right? Before I came and I blessed him. Gam baruch yeh. He knew from Ruach HaKodesh. He understood that Yaakov came and Yaakov now had a different role. Esav sol v'bukhara. And Esav cried. V'kishma Esav et divrei aviv, yitzak tzaka gdola. He cried a deep cry. Umara ad ma'od. Yitzak saw there was something here. V'yomel avi barcheni gam ani avi. Bless me. V'yomel v'echicha v'yomel v'ikach birkatecha. That's why his name is Yaakov. V'yakveini ze pa'amayim. He tricked me these two times. V'yakameini, says Yonglev. He wisely took from me. Et b'chorti lakach. He took my b'chor. V'hine ata lakach b'rkati. V'yomer halo. Etzart li. You left me a bracha. And he took it b'din. Yaakov took it b'tzedek. He took it correctly, because v'yivez. He took it. Esav et b'chora. Vayan Yitzhak v'yomer Esav. Hen gvi samti charach. I put him on top of you. Vet kol achav netati lo. La'avadim. All his brothers put him for servants. V'daganti rosh samachtiv. U'lecha efo ma'ase b'ni. What I do? What I give you? V'yomer Esav avi. Habrocha achat hi'lecha. You have one brocha avi for me? Barucheni gam ani avi. V'isa Esav kolo v'yevk. Esav cried. The cry, the tzaka of Esav to Yitzhak gave now Esav his koch. V'yan Yitzhak avi v'yome elav. Hine mishmane ha'aretz ye moshavech. You have the fats of the land. U'mital ha'shamayim mimal. Achorbecha tichye. You live on your sword. V'tachicha ta'avod. You serve your brother. V'yek ha'she tarid. When he goes down, and the brachas aren't given over to him. Uparakta ulo me'al tzvarecha. It'll remove from his, from you, his dominion over you. Right? And then Esav will have the brachas. Esav was not given the brachas on condition. Esav was given the brachas, mishmane ha'aretz yeh moshavecha, without the din. Esav has the world. The world is there for Esav. No condition. Just when Klal Yisrael are doing what they're supposed to be doing, Esav is under Klal Yisrael. Because the bracha really comes from Klal Yisrael. The bracha comes to the world from Klal Yisrael. But if Yaakov doesn't live with the kol kol Yaakov, if he doesn't live with that kol, then Esav rules over Yaakov. And that's the reason v'yistom Esav et Yaakov al habracha. Esav hated Yaakov. Asher berecho aviv v'yom Esav b'libo yikruvu yemei ever lavi. It'll be close to the time my father dies. V'arge et Yaakov achi. And I will kill him. And it's told to Yitzchak, to Rivka. And Rivka, we know the story, sends her away. Next week's parasha, we'll learn the end of this week's parasha, because it relates to next week's parasha. But now we see the whole reason for anti-Semitism, the whole reason for the hatred of the West. And this is a Western idea. It was started in Germany, in Europe. It's a Western idea. The whole reason for this is because Yaakov took the brachos of Esav. When Yaakov lives as a Yaakov, there's no hatred of Esav. Because he can't. He's under Yaakov. But when Yaakov doesn't have the kol kol Yaakov, then Esav has dominion over Yaakov. And then we see the sin of Esav. And that, says the Chasam Sofer, is here. That condition was here in this world. Because now that Yaakov had to be involved in the physical world, he can forget himself. He could be going after those smoothies. He could be enjoying his life. He wants the BMW and the whatever, right? He enjoys it. He has a smart sports car that he's going to roam around, you know, with. What do you need it for? He's going to have it. It's one thing, you know, having fun every so often, owning one, and, you know, like, there's a difference. What do you need it for? There was a very, very big rich person, I know. Doesn't matter his name. He gives like $250,000 a month for tzedakah. Right? And he like his teeth are all like a little bit broken. You know, if his teeth, I don't even know why. So like, I saw him driving in his car. So I expected, I didn't know what car he has. But I expected it to be, you know, really like a nice car. You know, rich people have nice cars. It was a simple station wagon. He doesn't need it. This guy gives $250,000 a month to tzedakah. So I mean, must be earning a lot of money, right? Doesn't need it. He's learning in the morning, learning in the evening, just doing business in the afternoon. He's a multi-billionaire. I don't even know how much he owns, right? He's okay for him. A simple car. Doesn't need the big car. It's usually the people who aren't so rich have to flash their riches, have to have, you know, have to show, you know. People who are really rich don't have to show. It's true with everything. Chazal say it.
Not in L.A.
It's true.
Everybody.
Chazal say, I said this, an ilan sarak, a tree which doesn't have fruit, so it doesn't have heavy fruit. The wind comes, it blows the leaves and it makes a lot of noise. An ilan peirot, a fruit tree, has heavy fruit. The wind comes, it doesn't blow, it doesn't make noise. Someone who has internality doesn't make noise. He's quiet. He learns. He doesn't do anything. I'm not saying in the middle of a shiur, you don't might shout a bit, but that's okay. Right? That's excitement of learning. But he's quiet. He doesn't show who he is. And Ilan Strzok is always waving himself. You know? The BMW, the thing, the chaos, the talking about himself. See how much I am. Because he doesn't really have anything internal. When all you have is your riches, all you have is externality. You know, why people like you? Because you can lend them money, you can move business with them. Do they like you as a person? Do you have internality? Are you a good human being? We don't want to be unstruck. We don't want to be loved or cared for. When I say love, it's not really real love or any cared for our externalities. We want to be cared for who we are. That's where we have to build. That's the call of Yaakov. So long as we're building in our internalities and that call, you can express yourself with your daim shalei sof. You can have the car. You can have the house. You can have the jacuzzi. You can do whatever you want. You can be like Rebbe. He was not nene afilu etzpektana. There was no hana that he had only for himself. It was kulo l'shamayim. It was all for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's hard for us. I'm not saying we can do that. But, you know, and we have to explain what that means. But that's what the parasha is teaching us. That's how the parasha is teaching us, and that's how we fight Esav. We don't fight Esav in war. We fight Esav in the way we behave. That we, in our lives, we live with that internality. In our lives, we live for that which is true, which is right. And we express it in our everyday being, when we do business, when we do things, we're honest, we're Kiddush Hashem. There's a difference, and people see, ah, that guy has a black heap on his head, I can trust him. If Chas V'Shalom the world don't think that, if Chas V'Shalom the world think, ah, these guys with the black keepers, the swindlers, Chas V'Shalom, the world thinks that, they're right to hate us. That's the hatred of Esav. Esav hates us. We don't have the Kol Yaakov. That's the source. It's not because, like the Zionist said, you know why the world hates us? Because we're not like them. We have our own land in Eretz Yisrael. Could be Uganda as well. And we have everything like all the nations of the world. Tel Aviv is Miami, just smaller, right? They're not going to hate us. What did they say? UN. Zionism is racism. Israelis, war crimes, hate us. We don't hate Jews, we hate Israelis. We have a land. It looks like the rest of the world. Go to Tel Aviv. You can tell the difference between Tel Aviv and Miami. Mini America. That got rid of our hatred? No. Chumash tells us no as well. Chumash tells us you want to be like Esav? You want to take away the Kol Yaakov? The Yistam Esav et Abachora. He hates Yaakov. Because then Yaakov isn't taking his brachas bedin. He doesn't deserve those brachas. And Yaakov doesn't have kiyum. Because we know the Jewish people only have kiyum. Ma'al ha-teva, above the teva. We don't have kiyum under the teva. That's the reason for anti-Semitism. The reason a non-Jew hates you is because you're not behaving like a Jew. A Jew means to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have the Kol Yaakov. If you live like that, you're not going to be hated. And if a non-Jew hates you, and I'll tell you a story. I was on a plane coming from American Airlines, right? And I was sitting down. And there's two people sitting next to me. One of them was a little drunk. That's what some of the women told me. I was like a little scared when I sat there. And he was talking about Israel. And he came very, very, like, anti in the beginning. I was really worried. So I didn't have a choice. He was talking to me. So I talked. We started talking. We got through a conversation. Right? We spoke about Israel. I spoke to him about other things. By the end of the conversation, the two of them were asking about, you know, their own personal things, investments, I don't know, investments and things. They both liked me at the end of the conversation. And then I found out the guy who didn't like me in the beginning, his brother was a Muslim living in Kenya or something like that. When they see that you have a Kol Yaakov, there's no longer a hatred of Esau. When Klal Yisrael go with that call of Yaakov, they're proud of that call. And we're supposed to teach the nations about what their tafkid is in the world. You're supposed to teach them about God and a belief in God and why it makes sense and about life and how to live a proper life. We have the koach. You don't realize how much you guys know. When you go out into the world, I'm not saying go and pick on the goy and, you know, go give a seminar. No. But in your everyday life, if someone asks you, you have an answer. Give them. Tell them. Let them see the pnimius of Klal Yisrael, the beauty of Yaakov. That beauty comes from our Torah, comes from our Kol. That's our purpose in the world. And our purpose is to take Esav from being ve'yivezet ha'bechorah, from not connecting to the physical world in a proper way, and to connect him. That's our purpose, to remove Esau from the world, to ve'yakev, the ekev, to hold back that ra. Yes, we are the morality of the world. Yes, you're right in Mein Kampf when you said we're the morality of the world. Yes, that's our tafkid, and yes, that's the ultimate fight that we have in the world, to be that morality. And even the non-from Jews, they're mixed up. But they know deep down that that's what they're there for. That's why they say, save this and save that and help that and have funds for this. Because deep down they're Jews. Deep down they were created to remove the ra from the world. They're just misguided. That's also our purpose, to bring back those misguided Jews first. But that's first our family. To Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then the rest of the world is Hashem. And that's also our internal fight with our Yetzirah. Our Yetzirah, right, wants us to be external, wants us to have the world for the world. The Kol Pnimi, the inner voice of the Yetzirah Tov, or your Neshama, is to fight that Yetzirah that brings you to externality for the sake of externality.